Were you ever a part of any sort of like epic prank at your school or anything like that? I mean, and I'm not talking, I guess, you know, April Fool's stuff. Yeah, sure, there's that stuff. And there's always the senior prank type of stories that you hear.
Sure.
But there has been this, quote, prank that has been going on for 30 years at the University of Montana.
And oh, wow.
They don't know how it happens. So what happens is every fall, there's a spire. Like think of the
twin spires.
The twin spires at Churchill Downs. Sure. You can think of those or any of the church spires there in downtown, you know, that are really tall and they jut up into the sky, right? So there's a spire there at the University of Montana's main hall. And every fall, a pumpkin appears on top of it.
And they don't know how or who's doing it?
So apparently, it's so steep to get there.
It sounds dangerous.
Exactly. And the school's like, well, we don't want a student to hurt themselves or, God forbid, kill themselves trying to...
Just to keep it going.
Right, just to keep this thing going. So we...
It is ginormous. This building is tall. When you see a picture of it?
Yeah, so...
Good Lord, how did they do... And the roof leading up to the spire is incredibly steep.
Yeah, the pitch is super, super steep. And so the school even understood after a while, after so many years of this happening, they're like, well, we're just going to... obviously this is going to happen. So we're just going to schedule professionals. Yeah. We're just going to schedule professionals to stick a pumpkin up there every fall. This apparently seems to be a thing that the kids like to do. So this investigative reporter or this, you know, not really investigative reporter, but it was just like the news interviews a member of the Montana's climbing team. And it's like, hey, do you guys know anything about this?
The climb itself is pretty intimidating.
The guy decided, you know what, I'll talk to you, but I need to have my face blurred and I need to have my voice disguised.
Oh, okay.
So the climbing team knows a little more than maybe they let on originally.
Okay.
The climb itself is pretty intimidating. I almost worked up the cojones to do it. Multiple lookouts all throughout campus. Middle of the night.
Yeah, so now he's starting to describe how they actually do it, because now it's, can we do it before the school does?
Wow.
Can
this
we?
This is intense.
I know.
And it's been going on for 30 years.
30
like,
years.
You can't stop now.
And then
there's
two
no
climbers
stopping.
Up top. Everybody looking out for UMPD with radios or group texts and what have you. The university has hired some outsourced people to put it up safely and not put students at risk, but being climbers, we still try to race them to do it first.
Oh my gosh. So literally when they're trying to keep kids safe, they're egging them on even more.
Yeah, the kids are like, all right, we see what you're doing, we'll do it first.
You know what, we're gonna start in August.
Yeah, exactly. We're not gonna wait till October, we're gonna start in August and do it. Yeah, so
that is crazy.
I mean
legit crazy. How in the world did anybody get up there without like rappelling down from a helicopter or something?
I know.
It's insane how they could figure out how, even professionals, how they can do that.
So they are, I mean, when you think about this day and age, there are cameras everywhere. The school could put like a doorbell camera or a motion detector camera up there and catch whoever it is. They're like Spider-Man though. They wear masks. They do, like, they're under cover of darkness. They have radios. They're watching out for the police.
Can't get a clear picture of
yes,
who it is.
Yes. I mean, this is crazy. This is totally like a Mission Impossible stunt that the University of Montana's climbing team has done for over 30 years.
Yeah, I don't understand. Unless they like lasso around one of the other like turrets on top, pull themselves up. Like there's just not an easy
access
to that area.
Exactly.
It's a ginormous building.
They get up close thanks to fire escapes.
Okay.
But that doesn't take them all the way to the top.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and so that's where they have to do all that other stuff. So anyways, Pretty crazy. We'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show, or see if we can put it up on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, but, no, we'll put it on the website too. Yeah. WDJX.com.
Yeah. But I don't know. Was there anything at your school, be it high school or college or anything like that, that you maybe there was a legend of, or you participated in or knew of some sort of prank like that?
Nude Olympics.
Was that at Purdue?
Yes. So every first snowfall is when guys would go in carry quad and run naked. First snowfall. I never actually witnessed it. I didn't watch because I don't like the cold.
So I don't know if they still do this, but at my alma mater, there was something called BTR. And it was the Wednesday. So finals usually started on Friday. And usually your classes ended Wednesday. You had a day off on Thursday to study for finals that began on Friday. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night, it was BTR. And at midnight, students would run naked.
What is it with the running naked?
I know.
In college
students
campuses?
Would run naked. And so, yeah, obviously I participated, but like it was.
Oh, obviously you participated. You had to run naked.
So, and I mean, people lined the quad.
Wow.
And you know, people would wear like, you know, chicken masks and things like that if they
sure.
wanted to or whatever.
Yeah.
Or some would just, you know, run like that.
Little did you know that you were training for your future career when you would indeed run around like almost naked downtown.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Kind of crazy. So yeah, so like that was a thing. Not necessarily a stunt, more like a...
It was a tradition.
It was more of a tradition.
And it wasn't
right.
really destructive. Like you,
no.
you know, we also,
no, no, no,
I
no,
think,
no.
first, the when you got significant snow, they would take, I lived in Owen Hall across from Slater Hill, and they would take trays from the cafeteria and sled down the hill.
Yeah, yeah, you had yeah. to. All right, 502-795-1997. If you got any good stories, we'll take a couple of those. On the way, any weird traditions or prank type things that happened at your school, maybe high school or college? Sarah?
I went to Transylvania University, which is in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yep.
It's a very, very, very old college. Mm-hmm. So throughout its 250 plus years of existence, some creepy things have happened.
Yeah, I bet.
So every year at Halloween, they would have the Transy ghost tours and... you could hear all the different ghost stories and mm-hmm. things that had happened there throughout the years. Mm-hmm. There was even a professor who wanted to be buried at the university. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
so inside Old Morrison, which is our admissions building that's really old, there is actually a tomb in a secret room. It has two different tombs in it that the professor and someone else is buried there.
Oh.
Every year at Halloween, students would enter a contest, and if you were selected, you got to bring three friends, and you would spend the night in the tomb of
wow.
the dead professor.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
Gosh.
That's funny.
That's a big nope for me, dog. I'm
yeah,
not
I mean,
spending the night in any tomb.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean,
during
you know.
Waverly was enough for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
that is enough for sure. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Paula said an urban legend from my high school back in Connecticut, our mascot was a horse. So the story was that several students led an actual pony into the cafeteria one morning after school. Have no idea if it's real, but that was the legend.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like something like, a morning radio show would do. I know that mm-hmm. like back in my hometown, there was a morning radio show that would always try to sneak a cow onto a golf course. During the Memorial Tournament.
Oh.
You know, big Memorial Golf Tournament. And then always try to sneak a cow onto the
That's fun.
The course. Yes. Yes.
Brad says a couple of seniors filled all the soap dispensers in the bathrooms with blue food coloring. Half the student body had Smurf hands for a week.
All right.
Ooh.
All right. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not
Allison,
bad.
Allison, we wrapped our principal's car completely in aluminum foil. Looked like a futuristic burrito parked out front.
Yeah. Okay. Like these sound a little like the senior prank type
yes.
of things a little
yes.
bit. Yeah. Okay. All right. So there was these students now at the University of Montana who placed this pumpkin on top of the huge spire that's like probably 100 feet up in the air. And they do it every year and they've done it for the past 30 years.
It's crazy if
yeah.
you look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Tommy says, my friends and I brought alarm clocks to school and hid them in random lockers. They all went off every 10 minutes between classes. Chaos.
Yeah, I bet.
Pure chaos.
That's funny.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, this is great. Maria, someone replaced every picture in the hallway's Hall of Fame back in my high school in Illinois with photos of Nicolas Cage.
It
took the teachers 3 days to notice.
Wow.
They didn't get it for 3 days.
All right.
That is great.
These are some good stories. Good stuff. Just one more here. Renee, during Spirit Week, we moved every single desk from one classroom to another. So when the teachers walked in, they just stood there confused like they were in the wrong universe. Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. These are all kind of like, those are kind of like the senior pranks that you hear doing. So.
Yes.
All right. Good stories. Thank you for that.